Does he eat his donut car? Put it in the car. All right, you can have your binky bag. There you go.
Oh, does the car look like a donut?
No, he just...
Oh.
He's, unfortunately, going to keep cigarettes away from him in the future because he's got the same thing I've always had. Chewing on...
Oh, and pica?
Is it, no, he's not going to pull... Now he knows that mommy works in TV, so that's cool. Like this,
oh.
This morning, I said, "Do you know where mommy works?" I was telling him yesterday, and he went, "TV."
He's watched her on TV, though, hasn't he?
He has, but I cut cable a week and a half ago, so and I just got the antenna, so now we get, you know, the local channels. But for a while, we weren't able to watch local news.
The antenna is pretty good now.
Yeah, 58 channels, most of it in some other language, but yeah.
You can get better HD. Yeah, HD comes across now over the air. You don't have to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you don't have to have cable.
I think they said to put the antenna on a window or whatever, but we live in a metro, so you can basically put it anywhere and you'll get all the channel. Get that game show network I'll probably be watching because, you know, I don't watch anything new, but that's okay.
The only thing that I really like to watch on regular TV anymore is like Georgia Public Television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you get that with the antenna, too. You cut cable, right?
A long time ago, yeah. A couple years ago.
But
we have 7,000 streaming services, so it's almost like we're paying for cable again, honestly.
Yeah, and what I cut from my bill is saving me $200 a month now.
Wow.
I mean, wow.
Yeah, well, that was also... No, it was the cable. Yeah, and I owed them money because I'm, like, lazy about paying bills and stuff. And,
well, the thing with cable is a lot of the stuff you can't see on there anymore. You have to get the streaming service in order to see a lot of their shows. So it's like, yeah. What is the point in having this shit?
Right. And all that streaming is going to collapse anyway into like two or three different apps.
Like what Max just did.
Right, right. But then fuck Max. We might as well talk about it. They canceled. I saw a list of shows that are coming back and shows that got canceled. And the thing pissed me off. Perry Mason. No more Perry Mason. It's canceled. Two seasons. That show is so good. What is wrong?
It really was.
Why? I guess it doesn't generate any buzz or ratings or whatever. But it's very disappointing because it was a noir and really good cast, really good writing. You know, it's just very sad.
I would imagine it is a pricey show to film because of all the costumes and the sets and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And if they don't have like a huge audience, like, I mean, like Boardwalk probably had a much bigger audience.
Yeah.
To have it hang on for those four seasons.
Probably didn't have jizz in it either.
Yeah, not enough cum.
Yeah, not enough cum.
Be that.
Didn't have the weekend in it and, you know, the cum that's associated with that show.
And there probably wasn't enough like blood too. There wasn't enough bodily fluids, period, in Perry Mason.
Yeah, there was blood, but there wasn't enough, and there wasn't, you know, spit, and, you know.
It wasn't mixed with jizz. You got to have, like, blood and jizz mixed together in order for HBO to go for three seasons.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You got to have that. It wasn't like the show, what is the show that you guys like a lot, Euphoria? There's a lot of sex and drugs in that.
Yeah, there's lots of blood and jizz and drugs.
And drugs and sex and boobs.
But also young people.
Yes, and that is the future. We are old people, and the young people are the ones who control everything now, and we will slowly, slowly fade into obscurity faster than the boomers because there aren't enough of us. You know? And the boomers, shit, they're still running everything, so we're kind of screwed.
They better keep liking White Lotus because I don't want that to get canceled.
It won't get canceled. White Lotus is a good show, so that's not going to get canceled.
No, yeah, they're already filming the third one.
Yeah, well, not now, they're not.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, now the actors are going on strike, too.
Yeah, that won't last very long, I don't think, because they'll negotiate with the actors. I had a guy tell me the other day that's in the industry that the directors settled, and usually after the directors settle, then the actors do, and then, you know, the writers will end up getting screwed, as they always do.
They'll step in somewhere, because they know this is the only thing that's keeping people from tearing each other apart. Is the fact that they entertain us, and so we like forget about reality. So, yep. I mean, if nothing else, they'll do like some injunction and force them to go back to work. You get in there and write.
If you believe the conspiracy theories, that's what they want to happen, is for everything to collapse and us to be at each other's throats. So I choose to not be at anyone's throat or in anyone's throat.
No, we'll just bring back the Roman Colosseums.
Yeah.
You're lucky to be past anybody's teeth.
Hey, get out of here. I think I could probably hit the uvula.
Sorry.
What?
Sorry. My dog is in here. He was biting something. I thought he was chewing up a shoe, but he's...
What's he doing in the restaurant?
It's one of those dog-friendly restaurants.
Yeah, well, yeah, which I do think are gross.
Speaking of dog-friendly, I thought we'd talk about this on the radio show today, but we did not. And this is, to me, a funny story. Pete Davidson is in a beef with PETA because they got all snarky with him, as PETA usually does. And I don't know, you guys familiar with this story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Pete Davidson. This message is for Daphna. Thank you so much for making comments publicly that I didn't adopt a dog. I just want to let you know I'm severely allergic to dogs, so I have to get a specific breed. I'm only not allergic to Cavapoos and those type of dogs. And my mom's dog, who was 2 years old, died a week prior, and we're all so sad, so I had to get a specific dog. So why don't you do your research before you fucking create news stories for people, because you're a boring, tired cunt. Fuck you and suck my dick.
End of message.
They were like dogging him because he went and bought a dog, right? He bought a dog from a pet store or something. And PETA, you know, threw shade at him. And then he called the head of PETA and told her to suck his dick.
It was for his mom, right?
Yeah, well... He said that he has allergies to every type of dog except for one or two breeds, and you can't get them at a... he wasn't in... Let's face it, he wasn't looking for a pit bull or pit bull mix, and he wanted a specific type of dog. So he goes and he buys a dog, and then they give him shit for it. So he leaves a real snarky message, but it was really, really funny, and it made me go, God, I like him now. Because PETA, they're a bunch of bullshit artists. They don't do a lot, do they? They don't do a lot. Steph, you're the expert. Do they do a lot for rescue organizations as far as money goes?
No, not really. And in fact, they are more responsible for killing animals than they are for saving them. Like most of the dogs and stuff, the cats that they take in, they end up euthanizing or taken to kill shelters. So the fact that PETA said anything to him... Because they suck. They're kind of for not just banning pit bulls nationwide, but for shelters to euthanize any dogs that look like pit bulls.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They're real shitty. That bitch, that Ingrid bitch that runs PETA, complete piece of shit. And they, you know, obviously they get millions of dollars. And I think like when they started out, it was good. You know, they ended a lot of like... horrible things that were happening in the movies to animals and stuff like that. But as it's went on, of course, it's turned into like, they're nuts.
Yeah, they more hate people than they love animals.
Exactly. The only thing that I will definitely say for what they did was, yes, pet stores are horrible. They should shut them all down. They get 99% of their animals from puppy mills. And you know, it's the worst. And the fact that our country still allows them is disgusting. So, and there's plenty of places that Pete could have purchased a Cavapoo, which he's like, there's only certain breeds. And it's like, Pete, it's a fucking designer mutt. This isn't like a certain breed. They just made up a Cavapoo like fucking 8 years ago or some shit. It's not even real. It's a poodle and a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Oh.
They mixed together. And his whole argument about the dog was only two that died, his mom's dog, because he bought it from a fucking pet store that they got from a puppy mill who they don't take care of. And then these dogs have these mitral valve heart failures because they weren't given proper veterinary care and blah, blah, blah. So the dog he just bought from there will probably be dead by the time it's 3-2. So it's like PETA should shut the fuck up, but Pete should also like maybe just go online, do like 5 seconds of research. He could have went to like the puppy spot and found reputable breeders that breed Cavapoos, that their dogs are well taken care of. They only have so many litters and they're like $4,000 or $5,000 a piece, but he can afford that.
Yeah.
And the dog would live to probably be 10 to 15 years old.
Well, that's what he should have done. But maybe he didn't know that.
I don't think he did. And PETA, instead of them being scorching buttholes, they could have just used this as a moment to say that.
Yes.
We're calling him PETA Davidson from now on, though, right?
PETA Davidson. Yes, we have to call him that. I mean, there's no option. You have no option but to call him PETA Davidson, damn it. Let's see. So, yeah, well, I stand Pete Davidson on this issue. And now I'm going to have to watch that show that you guys like. And then you got to tell me what it's called again.
Bupkis.
Before we wrap this up, though, please go to the ASPCA's website, and they have a link for Goldie's Act, which they're trying to get passed through Congress this year, which is to force the USDA to actually give oversight to these puppy mills, which they really are not right now. Mm-hmm. And they overlook a bunch of shit. So this Goldie's Act is supposed to force them to do more.
I bought my last dog off a Memorial Highway. You know, guy was outside of a gas station with a tent. Pulled them all out of a cage, all 17 of them.
Sounds about right.
I did not do that. We got our dogs from the rescue ranch. So, our Patreon show returns when season 3 of The Righteous Gemstones returns, and that's in just a couple of weeks. So, if you're wondering where it is, that's what's going on. We will be back with it, of course, at that time. This is season 8, episode 23. I want to give a shout out to our Radio Labyrinth Patreon producers. That would be Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Carter. Now, Kevin, I am going to send your drawing this week, 2 days in which I have a window of opportunity to do that. And then also, there is one other person, and I believe it's Jim Fortner, and you haven't gotten in touch with me. Please get in touch. I want to do a drawing for you, so just let me know. Or you can pick one, and I'll send it to you. But anyway, thank you very much, all of you. And thank you to all of our other Radio Labyrinth Patreon members. To find out more about what you get and where to join, you just go to patreon.com/ Tim Andrews, and it's that simple. Before we get going, remember to, if you're watching it on YouTube, like and subscribe to the video, share it with your friends, comment, feel free to talk about whatever you want in the comments, and turn on the notify thing, the little bell will let you know when the show's on. And if you're listening to us on any of your platforms, but probably it's going to be Spotify or iTunes, make sure you rate and review us. We would love to hear from you. And if they're good, we'll read them on the air. We haven't done that in forever. And that's mostly because I don't think any of us look. So we're going to go look, and then we'll post them in here. So if you guys see any new, post them in here in our little document that we look at every week. And then if I see them, I'll post them too. A couple plugs, and then we'll seriously move on. If you would like to watch our friend of ours, Roby, he has a channel on YouTube. You can watch Chatting with Daddy, and I recommend that you do. It's cute. And I'm a daddy as well, so I think it's funny. And someday I may do that. You saw a little bit of guilt at the beginning of the show. The Popcast is a radio show I do on WSB's Sunday nights at 7 p.m. You can listen to it in Atlanta on WSB, which is 95.5 FM, or we have an app, the WSB radio app, if you're curious. This week, my guest is Alicia Johnson, and she is the person in charge of and running the Atlanta Children's Film Festival. That is beginning this weekend and runs into the 25th. And I have a couple of filmmakers that joined the interview. And I also spoke to Ken Visselman. Now, Ken Visselman is a marketer. He's a producer. He does a lot of kids' television. And if you go back to the 90s, he's responsible for bringing Shining Time Station, Thomas the Tank Engine. He hired George Carlin to be on that show. If you remember, George Carlin, Ringo Starr, and I think the last person was Dee Dee Cohn. And then he also brought Teletubbies to the United States. And he's just an interesting guy, very eccentric. You should read up on him. The other two filmmakers are Joey Johnson. She and her family made a documentary show called In the Craft Room. And then John Henry Hinkle is a filmmaker. He made a short animated project called Morning Joy. But what this festival is a bunch of children and young people making movies. And a lot of people are involved with it, including Tyler Perry donating money. It's a real cool way for kids to be creative. They did it virtually during the pandemic, and you can do it. You can attend either way. And again, you can go to kidsvideoconnection.org to find out more about that. So if you're interested, check that out. And my show with Shane Morton and Madeline Brumby is now available on the podcast feed for the podcast. Anyway, okay, I'm done. I'm done plugging. Sorry. Oh, yeah, I'm done. We lost some people today, and we haven't done, you know, RIP segments in a while, but Iron Sheik, man. Wow. He's 81 years old, right? And he passed away. And who put this in here? This is great. In true Sheik fashion, the last tweet he sent from his account just hours before passing was "fuck the wildfires."
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that on, I think it was TMZ. And I just copy pasted it.
That's awesome. You know, Sheik was funny on Twitter, and he would just say things, and I think people would tweet it for him. There's that documentary that came out a couple of years ago. Really good documentary about him, where the guys who, I think there are a couple of Iranian guys, and they worked with him and stuff. We tried to get him on the show, didn't we? Or did we talk to one of those guys?
I don't know if we talked to them.
I don't know.
I know we tried to. It's called The Sheik. It came out in 2014. And whoever made the movie, I know that I had reached out to a couple of people, but anyway, yeah, he's just was an interesting cat. He was involved in wrestling for a long time. In the 80s, he partnered up with that Nikolai Volkoff, and they hated Hulk Hogan and they hated America. They were good heels. They were certainly good for the 80s in that, what did he say? He goes, Iran number one, Russia number one, USA, Hakui. But he's cool. He was part of that whole scheme that Vince McMahon had. You know, first they had him beat All-American Boy Bob Backlund, one of the most boring champions in WWE history, and then immediately turned around and had Hulk Hogan win it from him. And that started that whole era. He kicked it all off. And then he was
a tag team with Nikolai Volkoff.
Yeah. Later on he was, certainly.
Yeah.
Yep. And then during the Iraq War, he somehow went from being an Iranian, well, he's still an Iranian, but somehow supporting Iraq in that war, which is crazy because Iran never would have supported Iraq. They're at war prior to that. But anyway, rest in peace, Sheiky. And then a famous comedian used to be both, by the way, of the people who died today were great guests on the Howard Stern show, Pat Cooper. You could find their appearances on YouTube. But Pat Cooper, man, he was a legendary comedian. And I got to meet him one time, I think. I definitely met the Sheik, but I think we had him on the show one time, the radio show. You ever meet him, Jeff?
No.
You ever see him?
No. I mean, I've seen him on TV and stuff, but I've never seen him live.
I swear to God, he played the Punchline one time, but I could be. You guys familiar with him, Dustin and stuff?
Didn't he open for Sinatra a lot?
Yeah.
Wasn't he like a comedian that would
open
up for him in Vegas and stuff?
Yeah. Yep.
Let me look up his picture.
He was very loud. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, you've seen them before.
Yeah, especially those glasses were kind of iconic. They were kind of like those 70s, Hollywood producer frames.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know this dude.
Yeah.
I just didn't know what his name was. Okay.
Pat Cooper. I don't know if he was from New York or Boston. In fact, I'm going to Google that right now, but he was
on Seinfeld, I remember.
Yeah, he was.
His pop-up.
Man, I thought he had died a long time ago, by the way. He was 93 years old. Can you believe that? That's good. Yeah, and he was on Imus a lot, Opie and Anthony. They loved him. He was one of those comedians. He's also one of the top 100 greatest stand-up comedians of all time, which is pretty cool.
93 is too much.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke is still alive. How old is Dick Van Dyke?
He's still got all his faculties, though.
You don't know what the fuck he is. Wasn't that the joke? Yeah. Pasquale Caputo is his name. Pasquale Caputo.
Yeah, his real name.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke. He don't know what the fuck he is.
That's one of my favorite underrated Rodney Dangerfield jokes. Was that from a special?
That was, I think, that special where he talked about how he got his name.
Who? Rodney?
Rodney, yeah.
Yeah. Dick Van Dyke. He don't know what the fuck he is.
Yeah.
In what context was he saying that?
I don't remember. I know it was a standard.
He didn't want names that meant stuff like Dick Van Dyke. They all mean things.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't know what the fuck he is. Dick Van Dyke. What the fuck he is.
I can only say it 7,000 times. I don't know.
What ethnicity is Van Dyke? Like, what is his origin story?
No, just because the words Dick mean something and Van means something and Dyke means something. And they're all words that mean things.
Oh, okay. So it's and then a Van Dyke, isn't that soul patch?
Yeah, but a van is also like a car, and a dyke is like...
Yes, yes. Well, a dyke is something that you dam a river or a creek with. So, yeah, so big losses today, and a lot of people are dropping left and right. not like in the pandemic. I mean, people died in the pandemic and that was it. They were done. Kenny Rogers was one of the first ones. He died during the pandemic. A lot of people did. And maybe next year, Iron Sheik will be in the Oscars in memoriam segment.
For what?
For being Hulk, for being the
for saying fuck the Hulk Hogan on Twitter.
Yeah, 8 million. I'm sure Hulk Hogan's like the only person happy that he passed.
Yeah, brother. He was the kind of guy that I didn't like, brother. You know,
I wish I could do Hogan. You know, that's another one that Will Sasso does really well. Hulk Hogan. He's not easy to do.
Yeah, he does do a good one.
Other things in the news, just real quick, throw it out there, is that the Screen Actors Guild, so they're going to go on strike while the writers are still on strike. But oddly, the directors, they went ahead and reached an agreement. So we'll see how long this lasts. Who wrote The Grips and Best Boys will be the only ones working.
That was me.
We're not talking about gay porn.
Oh.
Would you rather be a grip or a best boy?
Yeah, I think if you're a best boy, you don't have to stand and hold stuff very long.
I think the best boys are the ones who are the best boys, which means they're really good at what they do, probably at receiving. And if you're a grip, I think that's a euphemism for a fluffer, but I don't know. And I don't want to be accused of anything.
I definitely don't want to be a grip.
You don't?
No.
You'd rather be a best boy?
Yes. I feel like the best boy gets more privileges.
Yeah, afterwards.
Well, I mean, the grip gets nothing.
The grip gets nothing and has to clean up.
Yeah. Cool. And, you know, all that arthritis and carpal tunnel.
Yeah, well, they only want young people. They don't want an old guy with a, you know,
I'll be a grip.
You can get carpal tunnel as a young person if you're doing that enough.
That's what they want. Fresh faces, fresh hands. I mean, fresh hands that have never gripped anything in their lives.
I got carpal tunnel in my early 30s and they sent me to a hand specialist for work. From typing so much. So they sent me to a hand specialist.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, whatever.
I've been to a hand specialist before.
So have I.
Oh, yeah?
You got a tip so much, though.
Well, the hand specialist doctor was very weird, and he took an x-ray of my hand, and then he held it up to the light, and he was showing me my bones in my hand. He goes like this, and he strokes the x-ray of my hand. He goes, the hands of an 18-year-old.
Oh.
I was like, get me the fuck out of here. Because the light switches were hands with like a light switch. I'm in a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
My hand doctor held up my hand x-ray, and he's like, oh man, you got to stop masturbating. And I'm like, why? He goes, because I'm trying to examine you.
Speaking of the massage, on TikTok, and I don't know where this came from, and every time I see one, I click on that item that says, you know, don't show me this again. They have these ads running for massage, and they're like, get a massage. But every massage is like some, you know, sexy Asian girl in a short dress, and then she like, come on in.
Oh, the algorithm figured you out fast.
No. Because I pass those places, and it's like, do you suffer from migraines? And there's this lady's jugs, and I'm like, what? I try to stop getting those ads, and I still get them. It's driving me crazy.
You're not swiping past them fast enough.
Yeah, that might be it.
Jeff's right, though. It has something to do with your web traffic.
I don't have web traffic like I don't. I'm not getting defensive. I don't know why. I think I let one linger too long.
Maybe.
I come over to your house between 4 and 7 p.m. and Google prostitutes for like 3 hours.
What do you think Redbox is doing while he's at work?
Oh, God. Yeah, I know. But no, I mean, the links are for legitimate places. They just open up a Google 8,000 places. So, but like I said, every single time I hit that little button, it says, don't show me this again, which is what I do for politics on there, too. And I guess it's not as strong as it was, the algorithm on TikTok. But
I'm still getting my slingshot videos just fine.
All right. So tonight, what we're going to talk about real quick, and we had two good ideas that I didn't come up with. I asked for ideas and you guys had good ideas. So this week we're going to talk about, in honor of the greatest series Netflix has ever come up with, FUBAR.
I haven't watched the first episode. I was going to, but I just haven't watched it yet.
I watched the first episode and I forgot what a terrible actor he is. He is a shitty actor. It is a bad acted show. Unbelievable show. It's not as fun as True Lies, even though some people say it is. I mean, there were certain parts of it that were kind of cool, but I don't buy him. What, he's 71 years old or 70 or whatever, and he's doing all these action scenes. Come on. At least Stallone pulled it off. Stallone pulled it off a little bit better, I think. And also Stallone can act.
You and my daughter, I can't believe you are here. I wish I could do him. I can't do it. Yeah, I can't do it. You and my daughter. And he smiles and he goes, I got you something for your birthday here. And then,
let me propose this. I don't think it's right to say that he's a bad actor. It's just he's a bad speaker of English.
Well, listen to this one. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
And so maybe if he did his movies in German.
He does speak German in this show. Even then, he sucks.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just a ridiculous premise. It's probably not done as well as it could have been. The thing that we liked about him in the 80s is a lot of his movies, he didn't have a lot of dialogue.
Screw you.
I ate green berets for breakfast. And right now I'm very hungry.
It was punchlines. That's what he was good at. One-liners. Yeah.
You're one ugly motherfucker.
But acting would be too, when he reacts to things and whatnot, and he was always really good at that, so you can't say that he's a bad actor.
Right.
Because he is very good at reacting and, you know, conveying emotion and...
He's doing right now an uncalled for or redemption arc. Because he has this series, and then there's the documentary. Where's the documentary? Is it also on Netflix?
Netflix, yeah.
Yeah, Netflix.
Came out today.
That was the deal. So the Netflix, you know, they do the show and then they do the documentary. And now he's on Twitter. I should never have groped women. I should never have groped the women. You know, it's bad to grope women. Yeah.
You know, I shouldn't have done it. You know, I should not have done the groping.
And, you know, you shouldn't have, but you did. And
if you're famous, you can do that.
Yeah, you can. You could just grab them by the cojones. No, it's gay Trump. You reach out and grab the dick, you know. They let you grab their dick. What do you want? I mean, they let you do it. You put your hand out and you say, let me grab your dick. Just ask Terry Crews. I'm the guy. I'm the guy that grabbed. I did. I grabbed his penis. Very purple. Very purple. It's not a racial thing. It was just purple. Very purple. Beautiful, beautiful cock. I loved it. I wish it.
I'm feeling like you should do the Redbox Trump.
Redbox Trump. So it's polarizing and nobody likes. I think people have had enough of him, but we'll find
clearly
out.
Not. His rallies look like freaking rock concerts.
Now that Mike Pence is running, Trump can just go off into the sunset.
No, he's not going anywhere, but Steph's right. He goes out and he plays. It's like, you know, going to a Peter Frampton show. You're not going to get anything but the hits. Here's my new song. Everybody's going to go to the bathroom. So I'm not going to play any new songs. You know, the De Sanctimonious doesn't test well. De Sanctimonious, not testing very well. I got to think of a new name. Meatball Ron, what do people think of that? Here's what I think about that. It's fucking June 2023. The election, a year and a half. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. No one cares.
Hey, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
A lot of people care. I was noticing today, thinking on my way home, I thought about Twitter used to be insufferably lefty. And now it's almost the exact opposite of that. It's insufferably right wing. But in my feed, I have done such a good job of collating in or whatever that I don't get really any news at all in my Twitter. So
just Wordle scores.
I get a lot of that or whatever, all the games you and Chad Shepard play. You guys are both really good at those games. Do you play those, Steph?
No. But I, you know, I see like there's people that I know and they'll post their Wordle, you know, shit all the time.
Yeah, my Wordle is sorry. Sorry for the groping. All the groping. And also fucking the maid and having the kid. that nobody likes. I have too many donkeys, a donkey, two donkeys, dog and a pig. Dustin, do you play any of those word games?
I played them when they Wordle, when it originally came out before it got bought. After that, nah, I didn't care to. I enjoy it now just watching Jeff's posts and seeing if, you know, that he gets them usually in the first or second try.
Today's Wordle was stupid. Fucking.
Yeah, I wasted two just trying to get it.
Yeah, me too.
What was it?
I forget. Hater or something.
It was hater, and I didn't get it.
As in Bill?
No.
No, H-A-T-E-R.
As in the people who don't like it that I groped them. Like the groping.
So we decided that we would just talk about our three favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. Our favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
You going to watch the documentary?
Yeah, I'll watch it. I'll watch it. I like...
Netflix does a good job with documentaries. I imagine it's going to be good.
Who wants to go first?
I can do mine real quick. T2, best Terminator movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Very,
yeah.
Well, 4 is really the best, but the one with Batman.
T2, Kindergarten Cop.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a tumor.
It's not.
Have you watched that recently, Jeff?
No, but that was the funniest one of back in the day.
Back in the day, yes.
It doesn't hold up, you're saying?
I just watched it a week ago. It's really bad.
Yeah, and also it's very problematic because the kid says,
boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Thanks for the tip.
You go by that, but I remember it being so funny, like, back then, and it does not last the test of time.
The prank phone calls made with it from soundboards are funny.
Yeah. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Yeah. I'm a cop, you idiot.
And Conan was my third one.
Conan, yes. The barbarian?
Yeah, the barbarian.
Excuse me. Hello.
You red box.
Can you see me? Can you see me? Can you see me? You got my profile. Hi, Steph. You're going to have a vision of me tonight when you go to sleep.
No.
Look at my nose. How could you not want that?
I'm going to sock him right in the face.
Look at it. It's a nice nose. Leave my nose, asshole. All right. So I just wanted to say real quick, my favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie is Pumping Iron, because he talks about smoking weed. He does that whole thing with it.
I like the pump. The pump is like coming. So every day I'm coming, right? It's great. Yeah, I come every day when I do the pump. The pump. I like the pump.
You know, that's enough. That's enough. It's very,
what's the matter?
No, you're not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, I am. My bonus. I love to pump because every day I'm coming, right? It's like every day I explode.
That movie gets kind of crazy and he smokes weed. And so he should apologize for that movie. Has anyone ever seen Pumping Iron?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen it too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, Lou Ferrigno's in it.
And oh, yeah.
Other people.
But yeah. I just saw it like maybe a couple of years ago. And what's that other one, Hercules in New York City or something?
Yes, his first movie, yeah.
Where he always says watermelon over and over and they just dub
watermelon.
It.
Yeah, that was his best speaking role and it wasn't even his.
My three, one of them I talk about all the time as being my favorite, so it's no surprise. Commando is my number one favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie of all time. I think it has the best lines in it. It's the most ridiculous story, but it's good. I love it. The other two, Terminator 2, I think is probably his best film, really. And then The Running Man, which I love, also has tons of great quotes in it. But that is one of my favorite, you know, 80s movies, too.
And I just watched Running Man about like a week ago, too.
It's still good,
King adaptation.
Yeah, still good. Yeah. Oh, and Maria Conchita Alonso. I miss her.
Yeah.
These are on the band list. Come on, everybody does it.
Wasn't she sexy as hell?
She was, and she was a good actress.
She was. She was a fucking amazing actress in Colors. She was amazing in Colors, right?
Moscow on the Hudson.
That's right.
Come on, Pac-Man.
But you're right. She's in Moscow on the Hudson, and that is a really good, underrated 80s movie. Robin Williams is fantastic, and he could speak Russian anyway. So,
It was good.
And I remember it disturbed me, though, because they did the bathtub scene.
Yeah, and he was so hairy.
Yeah. And I was like, I think maybe I was 12 or 13 when that movie came out, and I saw it and I was like, oh my God, no, Mork, no.
Yeah, Mork, you are hairy as fuck.
Oh, I'm very hairy. So those are my three. Yeah, The Running Man. You know, you can't go bad with a movie that has Jesse Ventura, Jim Brown,
Richard Dawson,
Mick Fleetwood, and Dweezil Zappa.
And the nerdy guy in the glasses, he was in like in some
shit. Oh, yeah. He was in tons of stuff, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was in Fandango. And
yeah. He's the guy with one leg who smuggles heroin in from Mexico in The Falcon and the Snowman.
What was the big fat one with the lasers?
That's the guy I'm talking about that he was.
Wasn't he the one in Stir Crazy that had the beautiful voice?
Yeah. He's a Norwegian. Yeah. Norwegian opera singer. He was in. That, yeah. That's what he was in.
Yeah, he's not the guy I'm thinking of then. Sub-Zero, now Plane Zero. Chill.
Well,
movie.
Let me do mine. My first number one is the most obvious, is Predator. I think that's his best movie.
It's hard to leave off my list, but because I love all those 80s movies.
But I think that's his best out of all of them. And then my second one would be Total Recall. I've seen that one so many times.
I still can't figure it out.
Well, if it was real or it was implanted,
mm-hmm.
I think that's the genius of the movie.
Yeah. How anybody could live with their eyeballs outside of their head.
Right.
And that movie is like, you know, you get Michael Ironside, you get Sharon Stone at her peak hotness.
Ronnie Cox.
Yes.
When he was playing assholes.
He was perfect at it. And then my last favorite, I'm real big on the Terminator or Ridge. I like the original.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
I think that's my favorite of the series, honestly.
Yeah, it is a good movie.
Terminator original is good.
And he's so evil in that, you know, with just so, I don't know. I liked his acting in that, too.
Why?
He was scary.
Why? Yeah, he was very scary. I'll be back.
I thought he was scarier than What's-His-Face's in T2.
Yeah, that was a cartoon. It wasn't scary at all.
Yeah.
And the thing about the guy in T2 is he went and he opened a sporting goods store, and then he owed money to Richie and Tony, and they had to bust him out. That was terrible.
He kept buying those boxes of ziti.
You know, he was into a sport. How many? It was 10 boxes of ziti.
Such a loser.
I know. That was a great character.
Yeah, it was.
And he's one of those actors that he did that small arc, but he's a known actor and people still tag him all the time. And there's manic Sopranos fans. And I follow all of them and he doesn't care. He loves it. So that's cool.
I mean, Tony told him, don't do it.
Yeah.
Davey, this isn't for you. Come on, Tony. Is that Frank Sinatra? Yeah. So what do you think? There's a resemblance. No, can I come in?
Yeah, Robert Patrick was awesome. I always thought it was cool. His brother was the lead singer of Filter.
Really?
No, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was funny because there was a joke that went around one time. It was like, what's Robert Patrick doing now? It's like, oh, he's roadieing for his brother. And he just stands off the side of the stage with that.
Yeah,
that Terminator look. Well, he was in that DC series that was, he was the father of John Cena.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
The helmet.
Funny we don't remember
it. Is that the name of it?
Show on there.
It was just a few months. Wasn't it like just last year?
It was like last year.
Yeah, it was John Cena's show. What the hell was it called? I feel stupid. Man, we're dumb.
I'm going to change the name of this podcast to what?
Yeah. What? Yeah. It's like, huh?
We're old.
That's Peacemaker, by the way.
Yeah, Peacemaker.
Why didn't you know that right away?
I didn't want to interrupt you guys.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Dustin, your turn.
Let's see. We covered most of them. Predator, of course. Commando.
Right.
As well. But I put my next one is Batman and Robin. When you look at any of the villains, at least from the 90s era Batman stuff, his was the most comic booky. He you know, 100% went for the campy side. And I didn't think anybody could out campy Jim Carrey, but he did. You know, he was more ridiculous than Jim Carrey was as the Riddler. So
let me say, ice to see you.
Oh, yes, it was
you. Allow me to break the ice. My name is Freeze. Learn it well. It's the chilling sound of your doom.
Yeah, his whole dialogue in that entire movie was nothing but puns. Like everyone was
chill.
that's not the one of Val Kilmer, right?
That's the George Clooney one, right?
Yeah, bat nipples. Yeah.
Yeah, bat nipples. And that's the one with too many villains in it, because you have Poison Ivy, him,
and Two-Face.
Tommy Lee Jones,
yeah, and Jim Carrey, him.
Jim Carrey's the Riddler. So who is the bad guy in the Val Kilmer one? I forget already.
I don't remember.
I've only seen those movies the once when they were in the theaters. I've never watched them again. I've watched Batman with both Michael Keaton Batmans more than once.
I watched Batman Forever on acid at work one time.
Oh my god!
At work?
Where did you work? In the group home with the mentally challenged people.
Oh Jesus! How could you tolerate that when you're?
Let me tell you, it was tough. And the girl that I was with, she was an African American lady,
yes.
And she harassed me because she said she wanted to try this shit that crazy white people do. So I got these hits of acid, and we dropped them on midnight shift one night. And within an hour, she was like, why did you do this to me? Why? And I told her, I said, you're going to have to get away from me because you're messing my time up. But I'm trying to watch Batman Forever.
Now, obviously, you couldn't watch Batman Forever for 12 hours. So what did she do when that was over?
Oh, it took for, I mean, she really ruined my trip. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was really bad. And I told her, I said, I told you going into this that I didn't think this was a good idea for you because you really like to have both your feet planted in reality. And I did not think you were going to enjoy this.
She's your David Scatino.
But yes, she was a very funny person. We had a really good time together, but not that night.
No, I can't imagine. She probably was scared shitless. I bet she never did it again.
No. And in fact, she was very mad at me, but then mad at herself.
Yeah, well, it was her fault.
Well, yeah, but the time that I could block out her screams, I was so into Batman Forever, all the colors and stuff. I mean, that was a great acid movie. It really was.
I just wanted to say thank you to Atlanta Pizza and Gyro. They're the longest time sponsor of Radio Labyrinth, and we've got to thank Mike Hall and everyone at the restaurant. You know, your cord is really getting on me. Shut up. Shut up, asshole. Okay, I mean, hey, listen, summer is in full swing, and Atlanta Pizza and Euro has some new local craft beers for you to enjoy. Terrapin Brewing's Watermelon Goza. Gee, I said it right. It's a tasty, refreshing sour ale. That's a thirst-quenching delight. Served ice cold on draft. I like beer. I in fact, at night I go take Tim's beer and I drink it and then I bless him. We've added another. Sorry, Mike. Maybe we better cut that line out.
What? You think that's going to not spark people to go there?
Well, the glory hole's closed.
You could still get molested by a troll.
That's true, but not there because I live in this house. I hope your dogs have a keys. We've added another tasty local brew. Creature Comfort Classic City Lager is now available on draft. They've also added Landshark Lager to round out their updated summer beer selection. Listen, guys, AP&G serves the best freshly made pizza and Greek and Italian specialties around in an authentic retro drive pizza place with a come-as-you-are family-friendly atmosphere. Dine in and take out available. No trolls. There's a sign on the door. No trolls. That's okay because you don't want like a guy looking like me walking by with a giant pizza, you know, stains on his face. Plus, if you bring in your daughters, well, that's on you. Not, you know, really, but if I were there, that would be the case. Come to think of it, sons, dogs, horses, whatever you have. They have a come-as-you-are family-friendly atmosphere, and it's also troll-free, if I Want to reiterate that fact. Dine-in and takeout available. Limited delivery also available. Versa via Slice, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats. If you're a business or corporate client who's looking to book a food truck for your next private event or catered lunch, then contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza and Nero by calling 770-483-6228. Open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturday 12 to 9, and closed on Sunday.
That's the day you're in there cooking up all your own specialties when they're closed, right?
No, because he has a sniper in there in case they show up. Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com. All right, thank you, Trolley. You're not putting me away already? Yeah, you're going away. It's time for Fire Talking. Ain't telling you lies. Double Radio. Fire Talking. He's got your B.I.s. My school group was over there. They're coming, you know. Don't speak too good. I don't speak too good. Absolutely, I don't.
Misunderstood.
What?
Hey.
How you doing? It's me, Sly.
Hey.
How's it going, Sly?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
You got me here on the interview set of my new hit reality TV show.
What's this show called?
I think it's called The Family Stallone. It's just a way to shut up the women in my family, you know? There's really nothing much to do about me, you know?
I hear you. But
that's why the interview set's just white. It's just blank, like my mind was done now.
I got to tell you, man, when it comes to 80s action stars doing streaming shows, you have defeated Arnold yet again because Tulsa King is a fun show. And
thank you very much.
It's not fun. Fubar is not pretty bad.
He's very flabulous in that shunk. Right?
I don't like him either. He sucks. I think he's terrible. Who asked you?
Oh, hey.
Hey, how you doing, Rocky?
How you doing? Hey, doing all right now. And now that you're not in my house anymore, you know?
Yeah, it was fun. I loved it when you fell asleep. It's my favorite part when you fall asleep. I saw Rocky.
My sphincter is just starting to heal now from that, you know.
That's why I only have one hand that works.
Now that nose is a little dangerous there.
Yeah, it reminds me of you, though. Hey, I want to say thank you.
The warts are ribbed for your pleasure.
The warts? I didn't get those until I met you.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right.
I have a cream for that, but you know.
I know it's very thick. All right, I'm gonna go away. Goodbye.
Yeah, look at those nipples.
Yeah,
I did hear a rumor, Stallone, that that Arnold Schwarzenegger, that he actually pretended to be interested in Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, just so that you would take the role.
I heard that he says that, but you know, I think Arnold pretends to be interested in a lot of things.
The maid.
Yeah. He was interested in her for a minute.
Yeah, pretended to be so interested in her. I had a kid.
Yeah. At least he's not like Pacino and De Niro, you know, popping out babies at 90.
Can you believe that, Sly? Are you going to have any more kids? You have so many lovely daughters. Are you going to try to make another child with somebody that you're with? Or are you done?
No, I'm actually trying to get rid of the ones I got. That's what the TV show is all about. I'm like, here, get some money of your own. Now get the hell out of my house.
Do you have a Mexican maid? You can make as many babies as you want.
I'm not allowed to have any maids anymore. You know, we got a pool boy. He's kind of cute. You know.
Stephanie, where'd you hear that rumor? I never heard that rumor. Is that true?
Actually, Neil told me that.
Really?
I think he talked about it on like Jimmy Fallon or something one time, where he claimed that he pretended to be interested in that movie just so Sly would do it. But that's probably one of those rumors that everybody hears.
Yeah.
You know, I was interested in Kindergarten Cop, but look what he got.
Is there any other roles that you played that you you wish that you would have pretended you were interested in and didn't take that he could have done?
How much time you got? Oscar, that comes to mind.
Oh, I forgot that movie. That movie's horrible.
It's not a good movie. No, it's not. Yeah, you know. Let's see what else. Over the Top.
It's a great movie.
Yeah,
it's a great movie to pay your Coke bills. You know,
I did a movie about thumb wrestling. Never got made. You know,
so I'm hoping to incorporate some of that into Killer Whale. I'm still working on that movie. Okay. Oh yeah, it's a plot line. It's crazy. You know, I'm really loving it. It's probably gonna end up being called Expendables 4, but right now it's Killer Whale.
I'm not in that one.
No thanks. I'll get Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford, just got to give him some broken down plane. He'll do anything.
You're for the plane. It was we're staring.
I've never met a guy that wants to crash planes so much in my life.
I love doing it. It's great. I wish that the Millennium Falcon were real so I could crash it.
Yeah, that's it. He gets in a plane. He's like, whoa.
Going down.
Yeah. And I don't have a co-pilot, Allie McBeal. She's not good at flying either.
He doesn't have a pilot.
I put it on autopilot to go to sleep. The podcasts.
You know, it's funny. I was riding in a plane the other day with this guy, and he turns out to be a pilot that teaches how to fly. And he actually was one of the guys that helped teach John Travolta how to fly. And he said in no uncertain terms that guy is the dumbest person he's ever met in his life.
Travolta?
Absolutely. Bob Reno is a step up. He had a study to play Bob Reno. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I think he turned down Rhinestone.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you know. Again, cocaine is a hard thing to deal with at the time. And, you know, I got him in shape for staying alive, too. I mean, for a while, he was ripped, just like the, you know, like Sly here, you know. Mm-hmm. But then he found the craft services table. All the cookies disappeared.
It's like, and all the
cookies go. Yeah, he didn't want nuts. He's misunderstood. What?
Sly, can we say hi to the person who has his hand up your butt?
All right.
I gotta wash my hands.
Hello. Hello, Mark. How are you, man?
Good. How you doing?
Hey.
It's been a minute.
Mark Schrankel from Anna Ray and WhoBuddies.com. That's Buddies with a Z. WhoBuddies.com.
That's my...
Yeah, Radio Labyrinth t-shirt.
And let's be honest, the man who brought the Red Box Troll to light, very nice job on that.
Yeah.
I look forward to doing a lot of fun stuff with that. I got to get a TikTok for him, or maybe I'll do it on my TikTok or Radio Labyrinth's TikTok, but yeah.
My wife was never so happy to get something out of the house. She was like, you know, it shows that you're good because it looks like the drawing, but God damn, get it out of the house.
Yeah, it's gross. I thought my son would be terrified of it, but he loved it. He was feeding him cars earlier.
Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah. Cool.
What have you been up to lately?
Yeah.
How's going with the show? Anything you can talk about?
We're waiting to hear. In the meantime, Sean actually launched a YouTube channel. Hold on a second. What's it called? Sean Array Unfiltered. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's videos on there from the whole family and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wrote and recorded the little theme song.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah. It's kind of cool. And, you know, she gets to, you know, say the stuff that she wants to say and everything. And, you know, we're waiting to still hear from TLC. But in the meantime, we're actually at the end of this month, we're going to be in Chicago. There's another Abilities Expo And we're going out there for Mobility Works. So I think it's the 24th and 25th we're going to be in Chicago at the whatever expo center's out there.
They're the people that made Shauna's car, right? Or adapted her car? So yeah, she could
yeah,
it?
They adapted her car.
How's the reception been on the YouTube page?
She got like a ton of subscriptions. Like right now she's at 545 subscriptions.
Wow.
Subscribers and 24 videos right now.
It's doing a good job on Instagram and TikTok and stuff, plugging the new
channel. Yeah, we're kind of approaching everything as, you know, may as well do things the way we wanted to do them. Like I'm going to start posting, you know, slide videos and stuff like that, and linking them to her thing, trying to make like a Shauna Ray network. Yeah. So you have different channels, you know. Not yet, but that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing all that stuff. It's just, you know, ever since that that surgery, it's just like, it seems like I've been like nonstop running around doing stuff. And I mean, the good thing is that I feel better now. I've lost like.
Yeah, I was going to say, you look like you look like you dropped a few.
I found them.
Yeah. You can keep them. Tell me. I bet I'll tell you that for nothing. I'm back in a 40, which is really, really freaky to me because I haven't seen 40 in a long time. I still have two pairs of 36 jeans. You never know.
Keep them.
In the someday drawer.
Yes.
Yeah, they're stone washed.
I said washed 1987.
Yeah, and I got a pair of parachute pants that I'm hoping to get back
to. My size 32 JNCOs I'm going to get back in these days.
JNCOs.
And my Vans, those checkered Vans from Fast Times.
Oh, it's my skull.
I've been trying to finish up my On This Day cartoons. I'm trying to, his agent said that he might have a publishing deal for the cartoon. So
good.
I've been
cool.
Redrawing the hand drawn ones. Like I just, like the other day, just redrew the one that I sent you. So I put better you know, because it was hand lettered.
Yeah.
So I just used the different lettering and I redrew everything because it was kind of like the picture was just kind of like yellow. So I just redrew everything.
Well, they're good. And I love seeing them every day. I see them in the feeds and everything. And people can find them on This Day Cartoons on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
we're about to do views and snooze and snap picks, but before we get to it, and you can stick with us through that, but I wanted to do your mention again where people can find you again on This Day Cartoons. They're very good cartoons. I wish I could draw that well. They're really awesome. You can find them on Instagram or you can use hashtag Mark Schrankel. That's MARK, not the pretentious one with the C.
S-C-R-A-N-K-E-L. And check out Shauna Ray Unfiltered on YouTube. It's something that we're trying to build hopefully we can turn it into, you know, the Shauna Ray, you know, network.
Yeah. Like and subscribe and comment on the videos and
all that. And also, puppets on Who Buddies. That's WHOBUDDIEZ.com. I want to say it right or spell it right.
Yes. And we have that Etsy store now that it's a Who Buddies Designs where you can get all the t-shirts that we have, like Shauna's tattoo. And you can get yourself a Who Buddies shirt. Also, there's one that has Shauna pointing and saying, there's a door. And a couple other Riley being puppet girl. So we got a couple of stuff on there, and I'm going to put some puppets on there, little fuzz buddies.
I don't know why TLC is dragging their feet on renewing you guys. Are they worried about the strike, or is it just?
I don't know why they would be, because this is the time. It's just one of those things that like they had that shake up there, and I just don't know whether they think that they might have just gotten everything they can out of us, which is, right. I don't know, it's kind of silly because we've got Tara's wedding coming up. That's going to be really, she's getting married in a barn.
Right.
And, you know, all kinds of stuff's happening that, you know, it's kind of sad that they're missing out on it, but, we're not.
No. In this day and age, you don't need them. If they don't come around, you have YouTube and you can do things.
Yeah. It's kind of, I was just going to, Missouri. I was going through the TSA and the ladies, you know, the lady's like telling me to take my belt off. Uh-huh. And she goes, I know you. And I'm like, okay. She's like, take your belt off. I'm like, okay. She's like, Shauna Ray. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, put your belt in there.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
News.
To it. This week, the season 10 of Alone starts.
Oh, yes. That's a views.
Views. Yep.
Steph, do you still watch that?
I never watched it.
Oh, I thought you liked it.
You should. It's very good.
Oh, by the way, I did watch the first episode of the Magnolia Baking Show, and I enjoyed it. So there you go.
Yeah, I already watched all three episodes.
There's only three?
There's going to be three more, but...
It's weekly. I love
caught up now.
Andrew Zimmern pretending that he really cares.
And didn't you guys ever watch The Shop?
The what?
It's like this... It's called The Shop. It's these British people that like...
yeah, I watched that. Like this.
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, where they refurbish people's antiques and stuff.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
I just want the shop.
Yeah.
Number two, it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, season 16, FX.
That's a view. Yeah.
Definite views.
There'll be at least three good episodes.
Yes. And it'll fall off, right? That's after the last couple of seasons.
Or it may only be like the second episode is good, the fifth one, and the eighth one.
Yep. Yeah. I downloaded all the banned ones from torrent sites because, like, you can't tell me what I can watch, can't watch.
And then Flamin' Hot. This is going to be on Hulu and Disney Plus. This is that.
So Flamin' Hot's not the Arnold documentary.
Youch. This is the weirdest concept for a show or a documentary.
It's not a documentary. I think it's like a movie.
That's even worse.
But it's based on that rumor that janitor guy at Frito-Lay invented Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
How long did this story came out a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's this guy that was a janitor that he claimed he invented Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and they ended up kind of using him as a marketing guy for the Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but they, like, Frito-Lay claims that the Flamin' Hot Cheetos were in the works long before he ever said anything about them and all this stuff. But so this movie's kind of based on that.
I drew this in May 2021.
Yeah.
But I drew it for the Von Hessler doctorate, you know, the daily art sometimes I do. And we had no idea what he looks like. I guess it's Dennis France inspired. I don't fucking know. But yeah, that's more
you should, you should have you should have that you should have that that cloud coming out of his butt, the flame cloud coming out of his butt.
Yeah, that's right. Burned a hole in the old world.
Didn't a janitor also for like Nintendo come up with a game that they ended up like using and he became like a millionaire?
Gunpei Yokoi. Yeah, he was the guy that invented Nintendo. He was originally a janitor.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's going to premiere both on Hulu and Disney Plus.
They're merging, right? Those two.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's Disney Plus is like absorbing Hulu.
I don't have to get Disney Plus until August when I'll be forced to watch Ahsoka.
Yeah,
isn't it?
All right. Well, we have to wrap. And Mark, I appreciate you coming on tonight. Thank you again for the puppet, and thank you for doing some slime with us. And
thanks. Yeah, I miss doing it.
Before we wrap, we got to talk about Parkville.
No, just if you hear this Saturday morning, come out to the Downtown Pooch in Roswell from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Adopt, Pooch donate,
Roswell,
foster, woof.
Mark, thanks again. You guys have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. Until that time, please remember to.
Keep it canine.
Keep it canine. And all of it.
Do anal.
Yeah, do
that. Keep it anal.
That's where you won't knock up the maid.